Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. Ryan Jones sitting in with Matt Munson. Hello, Matt. How are you?
This is becoming a habit.
It is. Ryan. We'd like to wish Katie well. She will not be returning to us this season as she prepares to welcome two more Bachelor fans to the nation.
I know.
We don't know.
Which is exactly what the world needs, let's face it.
That's right. So, Katie, hope everything's going well. Can't wait to meet the little ones. Speaking of little ones, how about Small Minded? And that is another week of Luke P.
I was
going
to say, you're making me watch the Luke show now. By coming in here and doing this with you, I in turn have to watch Monday nights what has become known as the Luke show.
And every week, it almost seems like we're saying the same thing. And I apologize, but you watch it. This week's episodes hit a high for the season, so people care.
Yeah.
Once again, Luke makes it sort of all about himself. And I thought the other guys were better about it until the end when it was almost sort of forced upon them.
Yeah, right.
And it started.
That's true.
It started out, I think, in a really good way because we went right on the one-on-one with Garrett and into what ended up being a thing, naked bungee jumping.
Just when I thought the dates were starting to get stale, they introduce
stale, but it was very interesting for a lot of reasons. One, because it ended up setting Luke off like a firecracker, and that's we'll get to that. But also because it's definitely something we haven't seen before, and it sort of pushed both of them into a spot I don't think – certainly they weren't expecting, but were they comfortable with each other? And I think we found out yes.
Yes, they were. Yeah.
I thought they were going to go halfway with making her get naked because at first she's up there and she still had her bra on. I'm like, okay, so you're going to make him strip all the way, and you make the first couple strip all the way, but then – but they
eventually they were all bungee jumping in their birthday suits.
Yeah, they were waiting until they were skin to skin fully. Yeah, yeah. I guess to expose herself less. I don't know. Because as she said, you know, whoa, that's a real ding dong. First off, would you go, not with me, would you go naked bungee jumping?
A period, just by myself?
No, with, let's say, with your girlfriend. And maybe the better question is, would she go naked bungee jumping?
Yeah, that's...
So that might be the decider.
Maybe I'll ask her later. No, but I know she wants to go skydiving. And now...
Would she go naked skydiving?
Would you take it to the next level? I don't know. It's, I don't know that I don't know that it'd be my first... I mean, I guess once you're up there and you're going to take a leap off the side of a ledge, the only thing that's going to minimize how scary that is the fact that you're doing it, like I said, in your birthday suit. Just
it definitely so, I mean, takes maybe your mind you're like, off
I'm,
of the heights.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'm thinking about, man, I'm naked on national television. Maybe that makes you almost sort of forget about the fact that you're about to, you know, do something that most people are way too scared to do. But I'm going to say no. I don't think I'd do it. But you know, I give them all the credit in the world. That's an interesting.
I think I would do it if it wasn't videotaped.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nobody needs to see that.
Do it in my own, in the privacy of my own life, but not expose it to 15 million
people. Not that
you
can see anything, but because they cover up the important stuff.
I wouldn't want that. It's just weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Even the producers are there. Like the camera crew guy, the cameraman, the crew members are there.
Which isn't on my list, but it does look pretty.
Yeah. It reminded me a lot of places I went. I mean, it's kind of that. The weather you could see kind of resembles, well, our weather today, but our weather like in early to mid-April here, kind of damp and dreary. And that's how it was everywhere that we went. And you can kind of see it's, again, it's a little rainy. It's probably a little cool, a little raw, a little damp. So... not on my list either, but it does look like a cool place.
And each season, it seems like they want to check off like a certain type. So, you know, we have to find, you know, a small town with a lot of history. Okay. We have to find sort of a chilly setting so that we can get them in a hot tub through the snow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Check. We need to get them on a beach.
You pick up on all those little.
And So
criteria is. I didn't even realize that.
And
it's
that's
true,
why,
though.
But that's why you're seeing. It's like, oh, that's a lot. This is familiar to what I saw.
Yep,
well, because
yep.
the same trip you went on is sort of the same trip that these guys are going on.
I mean, I'd be curious to hear what listeners think about some of these patterns that you do witness every season. They sort of repeat themselves.
You got a recipe.
There's certainly a recipe. I think even with a lot of these guys, there's a blueprint.
Sure.
But anyway,
you don't get 15 seasons into The Bachelorette without thinking, okay, we got to do this, because this works.
True.
And like I said before, this episode was the highest rated overnight of the season, so it's working.
And so you're giving credit to Luke. You think it's because people want to see, is this guy ever going to go away?
I never thought I'd use the term, the word credit and Luke. I guess, it's who you love to hate.
I just sort of hate him
because he's like the worst dude.
Oh, man,
we can, we'll get to him in a minute, I guess. I want to just wrap up Garrett before we just totally pigpile on Luke.
Sure.
I think it's interesting, not with Luke, but with the other guys, she's making a concerted effort to go beyond just the chemistry. And there was lots of chemistry.
Lots of physical chemistry.
A ton of it.
Garrett. He's a good looking man. I guess I can see why she would be drawn to him. I don't know. I haven't really paid much attention. Like, how much of Garrett have we seen up until now? Besides the fact that he's got the blue eyes, and he's willing to take his clothes off. What else do we know about besides how comfortable he is with himself?
Well, and I think that's what sort of she was looking for, is because she knew they had a lot of chemistry, much like what we saw later with Peter or with Jed. We sort of saw Jed, again, we'll get to Jed stuff.
Yeah.
Jed earlier, is she wanted a little more than just, okay, this is hot.
Yeah,
but
right,
what's
right.
beyond that? And with Garrett, even if it was as simple as, listen, my family was all football family and they wanted me to play football and I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? I was drawn to golf and that's where I sort of found my release and what I enjoy.
Yep.
That's not the deepest, darkest stuff, but it's beyond just, hey, babe, you look hot. Hey babe,
Garrett,
you look
hot.
Let's make out. Which is fine, but she wanted to go beyond that.
She wanted to pull back a layer.
She wanted everything. She pulled out
A few different layers, but
she wants all of it, and I think that's why this show, I look at it in two different areas. It's the Luke and the non-Luke, because she seems to be in control and doing a really good job with all of the guys,
probing each of them a little bit.
And then you get to Luke, and it's just a mess.
Yeah.
Because we can talk about him for a little bit here, because why not? The show handles it a lot. He just keeps talking in circles, insulting her.
Yeah.
And
I thought we'd see some memes today about the, or some clips on Instagram talking about that whole, you stay in your lane, I'll stay in mine.
So many driving analogies.
They abuse that a little bit.
You're texting, you can't be driving. If you're looking over,
that's how
you're
crash.
Driving.
That's how you crash.
Oh, you told him about the analogy. And so... again, the guys arguing is one thing, but when he says it right in front of her, and now I get her wanting to sit with some of the comments, like when he said, I felt like a slap in the face, and because I'm watching that, and I hope you were too, screaming at the TV, like, this guy's a jerk.
What are
you doing? How are you telling her what she's supposed to do with her body? And to her credit, she did have to process it a little.
Uh-huh.
Went over, pulled him over, and said, this is not a thing. Don't say that.
Yeah.
But then she let him... he didn't even apologize. He did that whole, I hate it when people, they do something wrong, and they say, if I offended you, I'm sorry if. No. It's just, I'm sorry.
I can't stand that either.
It's not if I offend... No.
Yeah.
You offended me. You know that. Just say I'm sorry.
Oh, you know what? A close second to that, if I offended you, is I hate that phrase... I respect that. That drives me crazy, too. And he was using that a little bit, too.
And it's just everything.
And when he got up, and the other thing was when he got up and he pointed at everybody and told you to stay in your lane and you to stay in your lane, like, I agree with somebody said, keep puffing your chest out. Like, I don't know if you think you're scaring anybody, but you're deeply outnumbered here.
And anytime he's called on his stuff with the guys, that's when he really is triggered.
Oh, yeah. And you could tell.
Because Garrett got under his skin, and I think it was a little more split from what I was seeing on Twitter. Like, you know, you could have let it go, Garrett, when Luke came to him and said, tell me you're not going to bring this up at the roast or at the cocktail party.
Yeah.
And he knew he was in his head. He's like, why would I promise you that?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was brilliant because it just let him stew with it. And
yeah,
you
it
saw him
move.
Get worse and worse, ready to pop off. Because
it was a good move.
Why should he promise him that when we've seen on multiple occasions already him lie to the entire group of guys? Like, absolutely, I will not talk about you. Then talk about them. Even worse than lie when they asked him if he did talk about them.
Yeah.
So why would you?
Yeah, you don't owe this guy anything is what it boils down
absolutely.
To. Nobody owes him anything.
But even if you want to be, I'm going to be the bigger man, which usually I agree or I respect that.
Yeah, yeah.
But in this case, why? Let him just burn and you saw it just got worse and worse. Although that was great. He's like, stay in your lane, stay in your lane. And then I think he saw Mike and he's like, you keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Clearly, he doesn't want to mess with Mike.
I don't
Mike.
Think he wants to mess with Mike. If I was some of those other guys, I think, you know, a line here or a dig there. Again, if you just let the kid kind of blow himself up, he will. So I think that the way you play that is just, if there's a window of opportunity to do something that you know is going to drive him nuts and bring the worst out of him, again, he's going to... Self-implosion here is inevitable, I would think, and he's getting closer and closer to that as
trying.
The weeks go by. You know, it's just that he's such a mess, but he's a mess that for some reason she thinks she can clean up, you know, and she did it again. He'll be back next week, same time, same place.
I can't wait to hear, once this is all over, her justification for keeping him. And we've talked about this in weeks past where she's not going to see what's happening between the guys. And I agree, by the way, poke him all the way.
Yeah,
like, the guy
yeah.
should totally keep poking him and then not mention his name once
yes,
with her.
Yes, right.
That's
right,
the
right.
best way to play it. But I'm going to be so interested in hearing what she says after it's all over and she can speak freely as opposed to here and there, because this was right in front of her. She even kept – even this week she sat down and said, you can't, this is my body. Even if it was sexual,
yeah.
which it wasn't a sexual thing, the naked bungee jumping, but even if it was, it's my body.
It's my business.
You're not my husband. I can do whatever I want with my body. And by the mm-hmm. way, even if he was her husband, now, doesn't mean I could see you having a problem being naked with another guy.
Yep.
But in general, like, it's her body. She can do whatever she wants with it.
Yeah.
Whether you're married or not. And instead of saying, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. and she was sitting there as he just basically blamed her and then later blamed the other guys. But while you're there, that is another instance where you just should have said, okay, this is it. Goodbye.
Yeah. Well, I think my insight into it would be like, they had that, the chemistry you see now with Garrett is the same physical connection she had early on with Luke. And I think that Luke just used that or that got in his head and made him feel sort of protective or a sense of owner. He felt like he had that physical fire with her, and that it came so fast for the two of them that it was impossible for her to develop something similar with anybody else. Now you see her doing that, and that's killing him, because he probably, the more and more he sees that, he's like, that's the one thing I thought that I had over her that nobody else could really compete with. So I think it's driving him nuts. And I think he's just a possessive guy, probably, and controlling, yeah. obviously. So he probably felt pretty strongly about, you know, I've been physical with her, so no one else can, which is completely, you know,
is
he's
this
completely
your first day?
Misled. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, what did you think you were getting into? But I think that that does happen to some guys, and he's a little more outward about expressing his feelings about it. But that's probably what you had, because if you remember, then probably the next closest to being naked with her was him when he had his shirt off and he was giving her a massage,
yep.
and all that. So now to hear about it, it's not like he saw footage. Now if he had to watch it, he would probably really flipped out. He's just hearing about this. Wait, somebody else was taking their clothes off with her? So it obviously is driving him nuts. I would think that we're only an episode or two away here from him finally losing it all together, and, or from her, you know, finally losing patience with him. Let's hope so.
You know, it's bad when Chris Harrison afterwards has to say, what do you see in him?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And even Chris can't figure it out.
Yeah, it's like,
point.
I don't get it. And she said, well, I'm either falling in love with him or he's making me crazy.
Or he's making me crazy.
I think it's the crazy part.
I do too, yeah.
And because that hot chemistry that we saw has not been there, because each time they talk to each other, it's basically her trying to understand what he's saying, even though to me it seems pretty clear.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Unless we're missing something, where is the enjoyable portion of your relationship? I don't see it. Every time you're with him, you're correcting something that he did wrong.
Or you're pleading with him, trying to figure it out.
You're pleading with him to...
She even kicked him
put
out.
Put more of himself out there. I mean, he seems like he's nothing but a pain in your ass, but you're trying to fix him, or, you know, you think maybe that's what it is. There's something broken that she thinks she can repair.
Yeah, and she's talked about being in toxic relationships in the past. And so
maybe that is the draw.
Unfortunately part of it, because he is your
epitome of toxic.
Yeah, stereotypical abusive boyfriend.
That's the sense I
husband,
get.
Everything.
Yeah.
And obviously he hasn't laid hands on her, so I'm not saying abusive, but abuse comes in many forms.
Yeah.
And he
just the tone he takes with
totally,
him.
Totally.
You know?
And he just looks like somebody who would just be that toxic, abusive person. Because, I mean, this is mental abuse that we see
from him
basically blaming her for things and saying, oh, no, I was misunderstood. I'll try to be more clear next time. Basically saying, you're too dumb to understand what I really meant.
Yep.
Even
that
though
was certainly
it was
the undertone there.
Pretty clear what he was saying, and she was right. Unfortunately, she let him talk his way out of it again. And that's why I'll go back to, I'm seeing this show in through two sort of prisms here. The every other guy, and I think she's handling it really well, and then Luke, where she just is so
lose all faith in her.
It's just so infuriating because it sounds like I'm repeating
myself.
But
I don't see, some of the other guys, they have a cool factor to them. They seem to be enjoyable company. I'm sure she gets swept up in the moment when she's with them. I don't see what's so good about him.
Everything sounds, even when he's not with her, just in general, when...
He sounds like a jerk.
Everything sounds like he's acting. He never looks genuine.
No.
It just, he's got such a punchable face. I mean, everything about...
Such a punchable
face. Oh, my God. Just everything about him is the worst.
The worst, yeah.
And she sees it, and she still lets him come back for more. And that's just... It just eats
And to the credit of the other guys, you got to know, I'm sure every guy's been there where you're like, this guy, really? You know, you're like, you like the girl, you're trying to move forward with her, and so much of her attention is being, you know, eaten up by somebody who you just look at and say, really? This
you
guy?
You see that every week.
And you're watching every week. And they were around it, they were living with this guy. So it's like,
every time he gets
a rose,
it
does have
now,
to drive you freaking crazy.
It just deflates the whole room.
Yeah.
Because they're like us, without, by the way, the feelings for her, but they're like us, is that it's just, oh my God, like he's finally going to go. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Finally comes to that
peak
moment.
Yeah, and you see all of their faces, like what?
Yeah.
What's happening? And you see them all talking and him just sort of wandering about by himself.
Yeah, it's weird.
And
it really is weird.
Everything that she's...
Because there's so much editing that can be done, right? But he really is just sort of on an island, you know? And I don't know if every time he surprised people and gets another rose, if that's just him being so proud of himself. He's got that smirk on his face. He knows that he's driving everybody crazy, or that he just like so thrilled with the fact that he, in spite of everything, is still moving forward and still hanging around somehow. But oh yeah, it'll drive you freaking crazy.
It's just, and I want to say editing is always something we have to be aware of. but editing doesn't make him say, You misunderstood me.
Right.
I was misunderstood. I'll be more clear next time. Like, so patronizing and just, oh, I hate him so much.
Can't stand him.
But, and I want to, because I don't want it just to be piling on Luke. Yeah. We see him do that a lot, and he does deserve it. But I'd like to pile on someone else real quick before we get to, because there's another one-on-one that I want to talk about. But let's pile on Jed a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Because Jed actually, just on show purposes, had another good day. He didn't like that he didn't get the one-on-one, so what he did when
took
he
it upon himself,
took it upon himself with week, his guitar to go serenade
took
outside her window,
yeah.
Gets invited in, sings another song. She discards the guitar.
Who was the last musician that they had on the show?
Well, it's funny because there was the racist one you had.
Yeah, yeah.
Because was he a musician? Maybe.
Yeah,
he claimed to be one.
Because
that's
know.
A problem. A lot of times, you know, your job is not actually your job. They say.
Yeah.
Luke Pell was one, but
that's right. I get reminded of Luke Pell. We didn't
know that until after the fact, which is probably for the best.
Yeah.
Because he's not particularly good. But so he's singing the song, and she discards the guitar so that they can make out. And you're thinking, oh, he's doing great. This is
But it's just a nice ace to have up your sleeve to be able to pull the guitar out when everything.
Or sing the piano. He sang her a song before. Like he's playing to his strengths.
Oh, absolutely.
He knows what he's there for, and as he said earlier, he's there to further his career.
Mm-hmm.
But then we find out, and this isn't a spoiler. This was on People and everything else, that he had a girlfriend right up until the day before he left to go on the show, and she claims he. Even from L.A. was like, oh, don't worry, we're good. I'm just here to, you know, for the platform. All the stuff he told her, the platform part, but left out the fact that he was sleeping with someone the day before he left for the show. And then goes on the show whenever he went home, because the show's over, totally ghosted this girl.
Mm-hmm.
She's texting him, calling him, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then runs into him at, like, a bar in Nashville. And he just... Oh, hey, what's going on? Cool. Doesn't want to talk about the fact that they were pseudo-dating or dating.
Pseudo, okay.
And then...
So it wasn't that... When I first saw some of the reports coming through on Instagram, it almost made it sound like they were together.
Yep.
And then, like, really together. And then, I don't know, I thought I read something that they both, like... She was aware of it, and they both agreed that he was going to go on and further his career.
That was the plan, and that according to her, is, don't worry. I'm just on it to further my career. Once I get back, we'll be good.
Yeah.
But then he completely ghosts her, and then when he finally runs into her again, he sort of makes it up like, hey, cool, what's going on? And ignores the fact that they had been together. God. Yeah, exactly. So this is clearly...
Well, we revert back to night one. That was what the kid did.
Steve or something.
Whatever his name was. But we made a pretty good big deal about that. She got rid of him real quick, despised what he did, made sure that no one else had any skeletons in the closet moving forward. Now, this kid has already made it very far.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're down to, what, seven now?
We're down to seven guys. He's still there, depending on how much further he makes it. But... I don't know. I go from, are you any better than the guy from night one? I think he's much worse because he's living a lie now for 6-7 weeks. And I really get to the point in my mind, just because I take a little bit of, I think it's a little insulting having been on the show. I mean, I didn't know a lot of guys to go on there with an actual girlfriend.
Yeah.
An actual, like, it sounds like they were really together. And to the point, where, like I said, where you're in on this together, I mean, it doesn't say much about the girl that she'd be willing to let him go.
Sure, that's another discussion.
Yeah, but anyway, but, you know, and you somehow sneak one past the Bachelorette and you're fooling her this whole time. I take a little bit of offense to that because you're a guy that's gotten this far. You're telling her you're falling. That's what we saw last night, too. Yep. He's telling her that he's fallen in love with her.
And,
he's serenading her every chance he gets.
I truly mean it.
Yeah.
I'm falling in love with you. And because now we're at the point where that's anyone that's left, that's sort of, it's you know, how physical, and have you, you know, used the L word yet, whether falling in or in.
Right.
You know, at least go as far as falling. Because, we'll talk about that in a minute with Peter. He initially was just like, I really like you. And then I think he realized, oh, yeah, that's probably
that's
not
a weak.
Yeah, that's at this point, it's not a really, really like you type of thing. Like, did you get my note in homeroom? Then very shortly after, he went, no, I'm falling in love.
Yeah, let me correct myself.
There you go.
From earlier.
Well done, Peter. But Jed, to be going, like you said, let me go to you then. You were on the show. You were not dating anyone at the time.
Nope.
He wasn't either when he applied for it.
Right.
But then in the interim, he started seeing this girl.
Okay.
So if that's you, you go through your application process like you did, but then let's say a month before you even find out, or no, you find out, then you start dating her and you're up front because he apparently told her, listen, I just got picked to be on The Bachelorette. I'm going to be on The Bachelorette.
I could see that a little bit. I could see that happening. I avoided any new relationships at all costs.
But would you have, like most people I imagine who aren't musicians, I would imagine, and you can actually answer, but I imagine if you start dating someone, you'd just be like, ABC, I'm good.
Yeah, if you really like, if you were into this person and you saw it going somewhere, you'd like to think that
a normal person would just say, okay.
Yeah, this guy wanted to have his cake and eat it too, apparently.
Yeah.
But
so as we watch Jed crush it, let's just remember that he's a pretty big old jerk himself.
Well, that's what I mean. I can only imagine what the backlash is going to be. And I think at the end of the day, you're going to look back at all this stuff with Luke, and you're going to say, really, in the end, who's worse? Because even though it's been painful and a little more, you know, it's been entertaining in a negative way to watch Luke. It's been painful now at this point. I would say call it painful. But you might have enjoyed watching Jed, but when it all comes out in the wash, that not only was he fooling her, he was fooling you as a viewer.
And another girl at home.
Oh, and of course. So it's really three-pronged when you think about it. So at the end of the day, I don't know. In your opinion, who do you think's worse?
I didn't think about it that way. And
especially when you wait, you got to wait and see now too how far he takes it. Hypothetically, he could take it to the end.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, and I'm gonna just give her the benefit of the doubt here, even though with Luke she doesn't deserve it. I'm gonna say Luke doesn't win this,
right,
just because. Oh my God! No. But any of the other six, I would think at this point, even someone like Connor, who we haven't seen a ton of, should be able to
pull it out.
If you say, if you tell me any of the other six won,
you wouldn't be shocked.
I'd say okay,
yeah.
Or she ends up with him. What if you don't like the term winner? Whatever. If any of those people end up at the end, I'd say okay. We're pretty far along at this point.
Sure. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And so Jed, if he's the one at the end, oh my God! If you thought the Becca media tour was rough with Garrett, where at least he had his, and what he did was terrible too, liking various offensive things, and I will never apologize for him.
Mm-hmm.
But they had a plan of action and could at least say, I was wrong, I'm learning, and I'm moving forward. And then that was sort of the boilerplate.
How do you defend this?
What can you say? And not that what he did was better.
No.
But at least the premise of
this whole thing is, you're going in because you are
looking for
single,
love.
You're looking for love, but the fact is you're with someone because you already have it. So then what are you doing here, bud? I would take it back to a few episodes ago when he told her he was there to further his career, and let's just reinforce the fact that that's exactly and entirely what you're here for, further your career. Nothing else matters. It's all about you trying to be a rock star, basically.
And he got points for being honest about that by her and a lot of people. I was more just mind blown by the fact that he did the I'm here for the wrong reasons and got rewarded for it. But that was his thing, is I'm honesty. I wanted to be honest with you.
See, anybody that tells me, anybody, here's my, you tell me if you agree or disagree, you can let me know for sure. But anybody who tells you, I want to be honest with you, that's my whole point of having this conversation is because I want to be honest.
Yeah.
I want to be straightforward with you.
Luke uses that a lot.
To me, honestly, to me, that's the biggest red flag anybody could throw. And I'll take a step further. When somebody tells me, when they have to make it a point of telling me something that they're not doing or something that they're doing so I won't think that they're really doing something else, it's usually because, in fact, they are doing something else. So when he tells you, yeah, I was at first here for my music career, but now I'm here for you and I'm falling and basically I'm starting to fall for you, you know what? I would flip that. I would say, no, what you actually mean is that you may like me to think you're here for me and you're starting to fall for me, but it's really, in fact, all about your music career. So you might be trying to like minimize that, but I think that now when we see how this actually all pans out for him, it's been all about the music career. So, and in the process, I don't know if he broke the girl's heart because I don't know what the extent of the relationship was. But he embarrassed her, so he must have never really cared too much about her. Depending on how far he makes it with her, it's, you know, with Hannah, then he, you know, more than willing to embarrass her and to ruin her experience. And it's jokes on you when it comes to everybody watching the show. So I would think that, you know, especially the viewer, the person watching the show is so dialed into these people looking for their better half that I think they're going to be furious. I think they're going to be furious when this, you know, in about 3 weeks here, when it's all over, or a month or so, I think people are going to lose their
minds. And either way, because in the men tell all, or the after the final rose, either or, he's going to be on one or both of those, no matter where, from here on out. All of these people will be on those shows.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to do a lot of explaining. And I'm sure the girlfriend will continue to be, or whatever she was, will be happy to continue give interviews because of the way that he treated her. And if she does have multiple texts and DMs and all this kind of
we'll
stuff.
We'll probably see him at some point.
That's what I'm saying. So to go back to your question, who's worse? I think Jed might actually be worse because we see clear as day what Luke is.
Yeah.
He should not, I don't believe, should be here. And I think he's a total jerk who is, like I said, your very stereotypical, abusive guy. And at the same time, he's very clear about it. And he's there, God knows why. Whereas Jed is putting up this
facade.
Thank you. Mm. And so I'm going to say that actually Jed
is worse.
And I hadn't thought about that, but I think that's a really good point because we know what Luke is, and he still managed to stick around. We thought we knew what Jed was, even with the I'm here for my career, but now I'm falling in love with you. But we see this whole other side where, I mean, anybody that's going to allegedly do what he did, that's pretty skeevy.
Well, because it's a little more directly, a direct slap in the face to, like, Bachelor Nation. I don't know. I mean, that could be a little bold, but, like, I think that we're all here watching because we'd like to believe that everybody's intentions are pure. And so, and that's the premise of the show.
Especially this far along.
I mean, that's the premise of the show here. And that's why people follow along and they invest a lot of themselves, you know, into each season. So when you're just gonna
weed out the
the fakers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And the very clearly wrong reason people.
Yeah.
You know the first few weeks where you're like, okay, we know what's going on here.
Yeah. Right.
You got your time on TV. Now goodbye. When you're down to the seven, it's generally like, okay, we're all on equal ground.
Yeah.
Now.
This person's really invested, and
if we didn't find out about this girl, we'd probably still think the same thing about Jed. Like, he's. It's Luke and everybody else, including Jed, and Jed's been great.
Yeah.
But now you have to think, oh, Jed's been great. I wonder if he was this great with the girl at home, and did he sing that song for the girl at home? Mm-hmm. Like,
I found myself wondering a couple of times that I've heard him sing. It's not like he's staring at the ceiling at night and writing these lyrics for her. I feel like these are already songs that he has written.
His go-to.
And he's sort of like, you know, auditioning them for, you know, America to see.
your dress moving up your leg. Oh, that's a line that always crushes. And
then didn't they show his hand moving down her thigh or something?
Sure.
So, I mean, it's all a little corny, but yeah. Oh, I think people are going to lose their minds.
I like that. I mean, I don't really like it, but I like it. I like the comparison because
if it ends that way, you know, when he's done, whenever his time is done, I think he's going to cause so much commotion it might give Luke an opportunity to breathe a sigh of relief, you know?
Well, so those two are sort of like tool one and tool two.
Pretty simple.
You know, one sort of on the air, one off the air.
Mm-hmm.
But let's give praise to someone, or at least I want to give praise to someone. That's Peter,
yeah.
Who goes on the one-on-one and does exactly what I think he should do at this point. He doesn't mention Luke. On the date, he does say, like, hey, you know, I was a little upset
that you
looped me in because
put me in that pool, right?
All I've ever cared about is you.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to connect with you, and left it at that and played it in the I'm only here for you and I don't care about any of the drama. I'm like,
really wants to distance himself.
It's like,
from
good
all that.
For you, dude. They go to this spa, which at first seems super weird because they're singing and like hitting them with leaves, but then they get to go into the sauna. And, I mean, usually say dry humping, but I mean, hey, it was a lot of moisture
there
in there.
I
think moisture's
on.
Okay. Just don't shorten the word, and then people get upset.
So she's obviously got a very strong physical connection with
10
Peter,
out of 10,
too.
As she said.
Yeah.
And I think that much is very clear.
Yeah, we
can
see that. Because
I was, when the camera started moving out of the sauna, I was thinking, okay.
Yeah, this is
going to. If there's going to be some action before the fantasy suites, this
might be. This is probably where it's going to be.
And we had a couple of those, obviously, this week, but that one specifically because.
It looked like if everybody left and the door got shut. You know, could have gone to the next level.
He was very close on her bathing suit a couple times where I'm thinking, oh, is he actually going to go, like, pull that string? Because that also would be sort of unprecedented because very rarely do we see any of that stuff. That's always left for the fantasy suite.
I don't remember seeing that up until now.
And you can correct me. People like to, and that's fine. I don't mind. At Bachelor Podcast on all socials. Yell at me. Tell me I'm the worst. That's fine. But, like, that would have been... I'm like, good
that was extensive.
You.
I thought for
Pilot Pete. Woo!
Yeah, things are taking flight with Pilot Pete.
But I think overall, he had a great date. I think he's got to be again. Any of these guys other than Luke to me can win, but he's got to be right at the front line of that because he's not been in any of the drama. She clearly has a thing for him. He corrected the "I really like you" to "I'm falling in love with you." A plus job there.
He's sort of the antidote or the anti-Luke.
Totally.
Really.
Always smiling.
Yeah.
You never hear him raise his voice. If anything, he sort of tries to be reasonable, much like what Tyler has now become. You know, he stirred the pot a little bit, but now he's more than like, no, she's – instead of like – I mean, he got into it a little bit, obviously, with Luke, but everybody has. But even Tyler was like, dude, let her do what she wants. It's her body.
It's her life.
And so trying to be more more reasonable with the unreasonable as opposed to a lot of times it's just broken into screaming. And again, I don't want to let Tyler totally off because he raises his voice a little. But but Pete, he's
easygoing guy. Doesn't
smiling.
Let a lot bother him. He's always happy-go-lucky.
So I don't want
it's very
it to,
refreshing to see that.
So I don't want it all to be, oh, these guys are the worst. Because other than Jed and Luke, I don't think... You know, like Mike a lot. I was bummed we didn't get more of Mike this episode.
Yeah.
Other than Luke sort of being scared of him. Would love to get like a Mike-centric episode next week.
Maybe. I don't know what the preview showed.
Because
but.
Like Connor, we don't get to see a lot of, but I don't feel like we're missing anything there. And that's not insulting to Connor. It's just I think he's just sort of there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm glad we got to see more of Peter. I hope we get to see more of Mike. Go away, Luke. Tyler, I mean, he's a contractor, and he seems to be like, no, screw you, Luke. So I'm all about Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett, I thought, has been pretty solid. And then we already talked about Jed. So
who was the – I picked up on one thing. They almost made you think that Luke was going to go home because on one of the previews for Good Morning America, they talked about the one bachelor who – didn't think he was going to go home, but then went home. He's going to be on Good Morning America to tell you about it. You know, I thought maybe that might have been Luke, and I'm sure they teased it, sure, making you think it would be.
Well,
Luke.
I think they probably had to tease that because they knew they were getting Dylan and Dustin.
Who, yeah, right. But I mean, one of them was on Good Morning America.
Oh, absolutely, and good for them. So, yeah. But they knew they were getting two guys who both seem really nice.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of us ever thought, oh wow, those guys are real contenders.
Yeah. True. You know. No, that's true. They seem to be the most.
So you need to sell something. At least if Luke or Jed, when they go home, there's a lot to talk about there beyond just being on the show. It's like, hey, why are you such a tool?
Yeah.
With Dylan and Dustin, it's like, hey, you guys seem really nice.
Hey, they hung in there for a while.
Let's talk about you being good guys.
Yeah, what can you tell us about Luke? Is he as bad as he looks?
Yeah, like, do you really want to kick him in the balls all the time? Yep. Like, is he... I know he's got a real punchable face, but would you actually punch him or you'd hit him with something? Like, you can only talk so much with guys like that who seem just like normal, good dudes nice guys, who were never front runners.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
And then there was no cocktail party, which then all the guys...
They were hated hearing that.
All the guys blame on Luke because they were in the middle of arguing again, and that's when we went into the... Stay in your lane. No texting while driving. Yeah, all the fun things.
Kind of corny, but
yeah. And so Luke was last again and again. All the guys are sort of defeated. And like we said, we lost Dylan and Dustin. I mean,
oh, shout out to my friend Eric Bigger.
What'd he do?
Had a nice commercial on last night.
Oh,
you didn't catch the commercial?
I did. No. Actually, I made a note of that. Thank you. Because so what we
with Nick Vile,
yes,
yeah, right.
Nick. So what we've said about in years past is, got to make that money, and you know, you have to. They have to promote something, and so it's always got to make that money. And so in this case, it's for the new Annabelle movie, which I'm not a horror movie guy in general. So this is like,
I don't mind him, but
at least the second Annabelle, maybe more.
Yeah,
I didn't do my research there, people. So you can let me know, but it's. It was Nick basically at first sitting down with Annabelle and talking, you know.
Unfazed by it.
Yes, making it seem like it's a bachelor date.
Yeah.
And then, yes, Eric got to sit down as well. And your buddy, have you talked to him about his big star turn?
I talked to Eric last week on Tuesday, and he told me there was a commercial coming out, but I couldn't really understand what it was going to be. I didn't know if he was going to be like somebody who came out of the movie and they were interviewing him. I loved it, but no, it was cool what they did. I kind of liked it. I thought it was a great job. I let him know I thought it came out well and he did a great job. But I was thinking too, his look has evolved since the show.
Absolutely.
He's always been a smooth looking guy, but now he's got the beard.
Yeah, we talked about that during your season about how he's one of those
grew
guys
the hair out a little bit.
Who's just always like the coolest guy in the room.
Yeah, and he still is. He still is. Eric's a great guy. But no, I'm glad. He does just enough with the show and just enough on his own too, separate from the show. And he continues to
whereas Nick does everything.
Pop in here and there. Yeah, Nick,
Nick will
show
up.
Nick's on another one where I don't know if it's for Wayfair or a traveling site or something, and the guy's looking at his phone, and there's Nick on the phone, like talking about something.
Nick will, and God bless him.
He did a Halo Top commercial.
Nick will go to the opening of anything.
No shame.
He will none. And you know, listen, I would probably do the same thing.
I was thinking about
get
that
it when
because
you can.
Yeah, because he's like he's got to be pushing 40 by now, so. You know, there's only so many years left that you can.
He's been on half a dozen seasons.
Linger, so why not?
Why not? Everyone knows who he is.
I don't blame him.
He does,
keep doing your thing.
He does podcasts. He does commercials. Whatever. God bless Nick. We love you. Never change.
Yeah.
That's how he's always been. And once he made a star turn, because he was sort of I don't know if you remember, he was sort of like the bad guy for a while.
Oh, he was.
And then he made the
see, I didn't. I don't.
Then
go
he made
that
the sort of the
back.
Baby face turn where because it was sort of split, and then he became where most people liked him. Even
well,
though
it was a season sort of, on Paradise, right?
Yeah, but his turn as Bachelor though sort of sucked. So his I didn't really like his season very much. But that was one of those deals where going in, I was like, oh, this is actually gonna be pretty good, and then it wasn't pretty.
So who is your favorite Bachelor today?
I thought Ben was great.
Ben.
I really did.
Ben.
I think, you know, and he, you know, we don't get political often, but he did, not that it should be political, But I saw on Twitter this week he was talking about like kids at the border and be like, how can we let this happen in America? And he's, I think he's been pretty vocal about being more on the conservative side. And he's been like, this shouldn't be a conservative or yeah, whatever. Right. Like, let's treat people with humanity. And I was like, good for you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's, yeah.
Especially when you're in the public eye at all and you're not a politician yet. There's been some talk. But when you're not a politician, be talking about that takes a little bit of stones, and it shouldn't, yeah. Because again, whatever.
I could see the political move totally. Being made, though. He'd fit
and
in nicely.
He's got the look. And yeah. He's very well spoken.
He's probably, I'll piggyback on that and say, he's probably the guy that I haven't met that I'd most like to meet, just because
yeah,
he does.
I'd be very curious.
You talk about a star turn. Obviously, he's a big star, but he also has a really good, strong likability factor to him, down to earth.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought he had a really good season. Then he got his heart broken. He tried to go back for more, and he wasn't ready yet. I mean, totally pulls at the heartstrings because he just wanted to be in a relationship, yeah. But he wasn't ready. Like,
and now,
oh.
But now he's good again, though. He's happy. He's
yes,
got a
he's
good
happy.
Thing
he's
going.
Got a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
He definitely seems to be in a good spot. But yeah, I would think Ben is probably my favorite of the Bachelors. And I liked Rachel on the Bachelorette
Rachel.
Side.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're probably partial to her, too,
yeah,
having
yeah.
actually been... you know, dating her for a while.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
I thought her season was great.
Yeah. I would say, both. I mean, I haven't watched as long as you have, but what I will say is Ben is the most liked by producers and other people around the show. They get giddy when they talk about Ben. That seemed to have been their favorite guy. I think for a lot of the same reasons that the viewers lean towards Ben, most of the creators and people behind the show feel the same way.
And I think that's just in general. If people that you're around speak favorably about you, I think that's what that tells your character.
It goes
if people don't
yeah.
like to be around you, that's not it's not everybody else's fault.
Here we go back to Luke again.
Back to Luke. Yeah, eventually, and this goes to you and me and you and everyone else listening, like if everybody you're always with has bad things to say about you or not good things to say about you, it's not them.
Yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
No.
At some
point,
they're
not crazy.
At some point,
that's usually the consensus.
You got to point the finger back at yourself.
Yeah.
And that goes with all of us. If you're in a relationship or multiple relationships and things are bad, that's when maybe you get into some self-reflection.
I mean, is there a slight chance that maybe, you know, you talk about how Nick went from villain to
never like this.
Well,
though.
Like no, not like this.
Oh.
No, but I'm just saying. Maybe when as he's watching it back, maybe his you know if he doesn't win, I'm assuming he won't. And
God,
if he and know. If he is in paradise right now, maybe he made some adjustments, and maybe we see
so.
A different side.
Because
but
he
I don't
did
know.
Last week when all this clip started coming
faith.
Out of him being like really crossing the line.
Yeah.
He put on social media. He said, I'm not a virgin and never claimed to be, but I have decided to wait until marriage with my future wife. Let me say it loud and clear. I'm not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to get this right for my own personal growth. I'm excited about this opportunity to mature. Not many people get to, T-O-O, see their flaws on national television. So
can you ever change that too?
He's... No. So he's saying that like that last part is right. Like you do want to you want to change. When you see that you're doing something wrong, that's sort of going back to what he said to her. You apologize. You don't say I was misunderstood. And so hopefully he does use it as a learning
yeah,
experience.
Maybe before his time on television is up, we'll see him trying to be a better man.
I
don't know. Just saying that,
yeah,
I can't imagine.
As much as I've hated how he's acted, I hope he does. I hope all people
yeah,
can change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, there is, besides finding love, there is an opportunity, you know, some people who aren't fans of the show might kind of giggle at this, but there is an opportunity for some self-growth. Because
yeah.
You see yourself and you're like, you know, what could I have done differently? What do I, you know, in the playback, what do I see about myself that I don't particularly like? If I could do it all over again, yeah,
well,
there's certainly some
TV,
of that, you know.
When do you ever get a chance to see yourself, watch yourself?
In action.
Ever. Like, yeah. You know, other than just as a you know, in your normal life,
yeah.
Even on social media, like you're doing 15-second clips. You
yeah.
never get to see yourself like that. And editing and everything else aside, things you said. And so I hope he uses it the way it should be, which is, okay, yeah, I would think that person's a jerk too.
Yeah.
what can I do to change that?
Yeah. Let's just hope he's not too far gone, because you got some people who just,
oh, yeah,
they can rationalize anything.
And he's certainly shown that so far. But, hey, fingers crossed. They go to the Netherlands next week.
Yeah.
Where did you guys go? You guys went to...
Well, we did go to...
Because I know you were in Amsterdam. And
yeah, we went to Amsterdam.
That whole, like, triangle, yeah, right?
They're not far. I mean, we went to... we didn't go to Amsterdam. We went to Denmark.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And we went to...
You just took the
Geneva,
right,
Switzerland.
Over, right?
Yeah. And we went to Oslo, Norway.
Nice.
And eventually I spent an afternoon in France. That's where I get dumped. But
at least you got to step into France. Like,
yeah,
hey,
Chateau
I'm
in France.
Okay,
not a bad
home
place to get put down. But but no, it's about to get... I mean, again, I don't know how many episodes, because I know Paradise comes on in beginning of August.
Yeah, so we're
still
a few episodes.
We're
left.
Still 5 weeks away from that. I was thinking to myself this morning: is there going to be a week off for the for next week? Maybe for 4th of July or the following.
No,
there wouldn't,
I think,
be, because it's,
I
a
think,
Friday.
Yeah, we're right. We're going
so
right
we still
through.
We still could have a handful of episodes left, and let's hope that the next one is the one in which Luke goes home.
We say it every week, but here we are. So hopefully, Netherlands is where he's put down.
We're pulling for that ending once again, but. Yeah, I think that wraps
crossed
it up, right?
All right. Well, thank you for joining us again.
Thanks
always
for having
a pleasure
me, as usual.
At Bachelor Podcast and at @Matt_Munson_ on Instagram for Matt. My name's Ryan. We'll see you guys next week.